bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, Chapter 16, The Payavrat Process of Worship, Text Number 7. Grihesu yesvatitayo narchitak salilarapi yadi niryantite nunam Peru Raja Grihopamaha Grihesu, at home. Yeshu, which? Atitayaha, uninvited guest. Na, not. Architaha, welcome. Salilayapi, even by offering a glass of water. Yadi, if, niryanti, they go away. Te, such household life. Nunam, indeed. Peruraja, of jackals. Griha, the homes. Upamaha, like. Translation. Home from which guests go away without having been received, even with an offering of a little water, are like those holes in the field which are the homes of jackals. Translation, please repeat. Homes from which guests go away without having been received, even with an offering of a little water, are like those holes in the field, which are the homes of jackals. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In a field, there may be holes made by snakes and mice, but where there are very big holes, it may be supposed that jackals live there. Certainly no one goes to take shelter in such holes. Thus, the homes of human beings, which where atithis, uninvited guests, are not properly received, are like the homes of jackals. Grihesu yesvatitayo narchita salilarapi yadi niryantite numam peru raja grihopama. Homes from which guests go away without having been received, even with an offering of a little water, are like those holes in the field, which are the homes of jackals. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadandigam Adadanastrinandantai vritam yache puna puna Srimad rupa padam bhujo tulisyam janma janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I was born in the darkest of ignorance with my eyes closed shut, but my spiritual master has opened my eyes with the torchlight of transcendental knowledge. Therefore, I offer my humble obeisances at his lotus feet. So not much purports to these verses, as was Mukundadatta's complaint yesterday. He said even the acharyas don't write much about these verses. We're in the portion where Kasyapa Rishi has returned from his meditation in the mountains, in the forest, and he finds his house is very neglected and desolate and dirty and so many things. So he's wondering, he's asking his wife so many questions about what could be the cause of this desolation in the house, that maybe she hasn't received a guest properly. As Prabhuji said yesterday, we say Atithi Devo Bhava. Atithi is like we've heard the word Titi. Titi means not exactly date, but the only way we could translate it is date. So Atithi, without date, means without an appointment. Because who comes with an appointment, he's a customer, not a guest. Guest means Atithi. He comes at any time without any, here it's saying uninvited, but this has bad connotations. But it means someone who comes without any previous appointment, because appointment means customer. It's like sometimes people ask me, why do you live in India? And I'm flying on the airplane, so they find out that I live in India. Because in India, though it's starting to disappear, if you come to somebody's house without warning, it turns into a festival. Immediately they invite you in, the wife immediately runs to the kitchen to cook something. You can't get, if you go to some Indian's house, you can't get out of the house without eating and drinking. It's impossible. Everybody comes to, everything stops, everybody comes to talk. It's like a big festival. Atithi, someone without appointment has come, uninvited guest, but someone without warning comes, better said. It becomes a big festival in the West. If you go to somebody's house without calling first, they open the door a crack and look at you, the eyes we were talking about yesterday. They look in the crack. Oh, why you didn't call? I'm busy. Busy means he's probably watching some pornographic films or something, but why you came? Why you came? But in India, it's a big festival. So, but we don't get, most of the devotees who come, they don't get this experience. There's other side to India. All we see is the rickshawwalas who are trying to rip us off, the shopkeepers are trying to rip us off. That's all we see. You have to get behind the door. India is a closed door society. Once you get behind the door, all of a sudden a whole new India opens up. Very, very sophisticated and very, very cultured. Very cultured people are there. But most devotees never get behind that door. They just come and go. If you get behind the door, you find a whole other India is there. And so many rules and regulations are there about receiving guests. And we read about these sometimes in the scriptures, just like one time Krishna, he went to Hastinapur to try to broker a peace with Duryodhan. Because Krishna wanted to show that although violence is sometimes necessary, first we have to exhaust all avenues, peaceful avenues. See, even Krishna himself, he became the doorman. The messenger. Messenger means that you send a messenger, that's simple job. You don't need a university degree to be a messenger. You just take the message and deliver it. That's a simple job. But Krishna was so fond of the Pandavas that he was everything for them. He was their worshipful deity, he was their messenger, he was their friend, he was their well-wisher. He was everything for the Pandavas. So he even became their messenger. And he gave a nice proposal, very generous proposal to Duryodhana. that their kshatriyas, they have to rule something. You give them 5 villages, and you take the whole rest of the world. Very generous peace proposal. They will be satisfied. I will make sure, I give my word, they will be satisfied. But Duryodhanan was so cruel, evil-minded, small-minded, he said, I won't give them enough land that you could put under the point of a needle. Even that much I won't give them. So all of Krishna's appeals for a peaceful settlement to the problem failed. And now there's only one recourse, that's war. So then Duryodhan invited him to, because naturally, just like we said, you go to someone's house in India, you can't get out without eating. So Duryodhan had prepared a huge feast as Krishna is coming. But Krishna said, you're not favorable to my devotees, therefore I'm not going to take your food. This is a big insult, actually. In a purport, Prabhupada explains, we should not eat anywhere and everywhere. It's like we're always very fond to go to someone's house and eat, but we should not eat anywhere and everywhere, only in the house of Vaishnava, one who's favorable to Krishna and favorable to devotees. You're not favorable to my devotees, I'm not going to take your food. So where did he go? He went to Bidura's house. Now Bidura, he knows the culture that Krishna has gone there to Duryodhan's place, palace. After they discuss whatever they're going to discuss, then he'll eat a big feast. After eating a big feast, naturally he'll go to sleep. That's what we do, right? So he didn't go home, he went to another friend. But Devaki Nanda went straight to Vidura's house. So Vidura wasn't there. Who was there? Bidurani. Suddenly knock at the door. She opened the door, she saw Devaki Nanda is standing there. And she became completely bewildered what to do. Even my husband is not here and Devaki Nanda has come to visit. And then, she invited him in. All she had was a little straw mat. When Duryodhana's palace, he'll sit on a nice cushion as soft as the foam of milk. All she had was a straw mat. But she's more opulent than most of our temples. At least we have real cotton. Mostly I go just plastic. So she was more opulent than most of our temples. At least she had real straw mat. Then, of course, she has to cook something, give something to eat. So she went in the kitchen, nothing is there except bananas. Now, bananas is a very ordinary thing, at least for most of us. It's just ordinary fruit. Everywhere we go, we see bananas available. It's ordinary fruit for us. But I was temple president when the first Russians came. Now, of course, Russia is different. Everything is available there. But when the first Russians came, way back then, 1990 or whatever it was, 87, I can't remember now. They were amazed. They saw bananas, their sikhas went straight up. Boop. Banana, papaya, pineapple, boop. Their sikhas stood on end. But for most of us, banana is an ordinary thing. Now Devaki Nanda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has come to our door. All she has is banana. She became very bewildered. But what to do? She peeled the banana, and she's so nervous, she threw away the banana, and she gave Devaki Nanda the peel. And Devaki Nanda was eating. And then she peeled the banana, threw the banana, gave the peel. So finally Vidura came home, he saw what was going on, he said, all right, Merck's tree, what are you, foolish woman, what are you doing? The Lord said, choop. Whatever you're giving, I don't know what she's feeding me, but I have never tasted anything so nice. Because the main thing is love. She was feeding with so much love, he's eating the peel and enjoying like anything. And we have the case just nearby here is Madhuvan, where there's Dhruv Tila, where Dhruva Maharaj performed his penances. Also, Ambarish Maharaj, way back in Satyug, he performed his penances there. And Ambarish Maharaj, after one full year of following all the Ekadasis for one full year, then he was about to break his fast. And Durvasa Rishi came. Now Durvasa Rishi, he's famous for being very angry. So Ambarish Maharaj was overjoyed. Oh, now I'm just about to break my fast. Now a guest has come, I will feed him. This is the thing, guest has come, we have to feed. This is the culture. But real sadhus, if you meet real sadhus, they're very, very, very clean. So first I have to take my bath, then I can take my meal. So you won't have to take his bath. Meanwhile, you see in the calendar, from this time to this time, you have to do the breaking of the fast. We call paran. So the paran time was elapsing. But if one of the rules is you can't, if you invite someone for prasadam, the first you feed them, then you take. In the West, if somebody invited, you all sit down together. But if somebody invites Vaishnavas to their house, first they feed them, then they won't eat anything until the guests are satisfied. Sometimes some new bhakta is there, just come to India the first time, he doesn't know the scene. So he's sitting there, he's preaching to the householders, and they're listening very politely, because some guest has come and he's preaching, so they're listening and very politely, and finally we have to poke him, look, they won't eat until you stop. So we can't eat before our guest. So my Durvasa Rishi has come, I can't eat before my guest. Another other problem is that my fast is about to, time is passing away. So finally he realized, and the Shastra says that drinking water and is eating and not eating, both. So he was doing nirjal. If he drinks water, then his fast is broken. Paran. But since water is not eating, he has eaten before his guest. So he drank some water. Just as Durvasa Rishi appeared, and Durvasa Rishi, of course, became furious. He threw a hair down. We know the whole story. We won't go into it anyway. But this is the point. Just like I can remember the first time we ever ate in an Indian's house in America. We were on traveling Sankirtan. We went to Oklahoma, way out in the middle of nowhere. And we were chanting on the university campus, University of Oklahoma. And when an Indian professor came, he was teaching, and this is real. Anybody who's from America knows Oklahoma, that's a real, you know, backwards type of area, real, you know, conservative type place. But he was teaching in Indodi and Kurta and everything. So he came walking by, he saw us chanting, so immediately he said, you must come to my house. You're all Vaishnavas, it's my duty as Grihastha that you must come and take prasad in my house. So we'd never eaten in an Indian's house before, we didn't know what to expect, so we wanted to be on our best behavior. So we came there in the evening, and wow, we never tasted prasadam like that ever. And he kept drinking more and more, especially this nice halava. And he kept, you want some more? I said, no, that's all right. Plunk. You want some more? No, that's all right. Plunk. He kept coming and coming. And we were full up, it was coming out of our ears. But we didn't want to be impolite, so we just kept eating. So finally he told us, it is our Indian system that a guest comes, we must offer something to eat. Then when they're finished, we again offer. And they will say, no, it is all right. But he's not satisfied. He's only being polite. He doesn't look greedy. Yeah, give me more. You're like us. So you give. And then when he's finished, again you offer. You say, no, that's right. But he's not satisfied. He's only being polite. Again you give. When finally he roars like a lion, no! Then he's fully satisfied. But we were nervous, so we didn't want to make a bad impression. So no, that's all right, plunk. He got to our temple president. So he wants some more? No! Then we all learn, no! So anyway, that's about all I can say about this verse, but today we have two very important disappearance days. One is Jagannath Das Babaji. Gora Vibhava Bhumistvam Nirdishta Sajana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhuma Jagannathe Te Priya Te Namaha. So we all know Jagannath Das Babaji. Gora Vibhava Bhumistvam. Avirbhav means appearance. Bhume means, of course, earth. The place where Gaura appeared. And we're just a fortnight away from that date. Gaura Virbhava Bhume. So Nirdeshta, he showed the place. We offer obeisance to that Jagannath. He's the Sarvabhauma. He's the Vaishnava Sarvabhauma. He's the leader of all of the Vaishnavas. We offer obeisances to him. So Jagannath Das Babaji, he was born somewhere around 1570. So long ago. In small, tiny village in now what is known as Bangladesh. Later he came to Vrindavan. He was initiated by Jagadananda Das from Sringarbhat, Nityanandabhat. And then later he took Babaji initiation from Madhusudan Das Babaji Maharaj. And he spent a lot of time, sometimes in Braj, sometimes he spent some time in Navadvip. And some people say he lived to be 137, some people say 147, but anyway, he was quite old. He could hardly walk. He had one servant named Bihari who had a little basket that he put on his back, and he would carry Jagannath Das Babaji in that basket. Somehow, in 1880, Because 1880, the book says that he was staying near a place called Bardaman on the way to, when you go to Calcutta, one of the last stops before you get to Calcutta is Bardaman. And Bhaktivinod Thakur found out that he was there. So on the pretext of some government business, he visited. And Jagannath Das Babaji, he was very delighted to meet Bhaktivinod, and he was very happy to see his enthusiasm for preaching the glories of the holy name. They spent some time together and relished each other's association. Later, sometimes Jagannath Das Babaji, he very rarely went to Calcutta. And people were always inviting him. He would never go. I don't want to go to that material world. But if he did go to Calcutta, he would always stay with Bhaktivinod. Although many people invited him, he only stayed with Bhaktivinod and took his prasad with Bhaktivinod. He never ate outside. Bihari Das cooked for him everything. And later he came and he stayed in a place called Kulia in Navadvip, underneath a tree. When they were coming from Braj, Bihari Das said, "Where are we going to stay?" He said, "We're going to stay underneath a tree." They stayed under a tree. Some rich landlord built a little kutir, bought the land and built a kutir for him. He requested Bhaktivinod to make a little veranda and shelter for people to come and visit him, which Bhaktivinod immediately did. Then Bhaktivinod brought him. One time he went to Surbikunj to visit Bhaktivinod. And Bhaktivinod had been doing lots of research trying to find out the real appearance place. Everybody was saying Navadvip, but Bhaktivinod Thakur, he understood Navadvip was just a town of 100 years, at that time, 100 years extent, because Ganga is always moving here and there and here and there. So people said it was lost under the shifting sands. But he managed to find some old books and old ancient maps. It led him to a place where only Tulsi would grow. That was owned by some Muslims, and they were very disappointed. No matter what they planted, only Tulsi came. They couldn't grow rice, they couldn't grow wheat, they couldn't grow anything except Tulsi. And then he found some realized saints who told him that this is the place of, because it was, because Balal Sain was the king in Balal Digi. There's a lake right near the Chaitanya Mutt, Balal Digi. That's on that side of the river. that was dug out by Balal Sen, who was the king, so it had to be that side. So he told Bihardas, I want, because Bhaktivinoda accepted Jagannath Das Babaji as his Siksha Guru, his real guru. So he wanted to get his guru's confirmation that he had found the right place. So at that time he was quite old, over 130 years old. He couldn't walk. He was just carried by. So Biharidas carried him in the basket. When they got to the place, he's so old, his eyes, his eyelids always were shut. He would, to see anything, he'd have to lift his eyes up like this. When he saw the place, he jumped out of the basket and jumped 3 feet in the air. Hariva! 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 So then, our Bhaktivinoda Thakur was satisfied that this is the place of appearance of our Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose appearance just a fortnight away is coming up. And there's many, many stories when they lived at that place in... let's come back to Braj first, because Nabhadeep was a later part of his life. But living in Braj, sometimes he stayed at Suryakund. And the villagers, they built a little place for him to stay there. And he was doing his bhajan. But he told Biharidas, I want a didi. I want some didis to do my bhajan. So Biharidas went all the way back to Bengal. And somehow he got some didis donated and some Lakshmi to do a festival. And he came back and had a great, great grand festival, and they established these beautiful deities that were beautiful gold, and they were brass, astadatu, but very beautiful golden color. In fact, finally the word went around that these deities are actually made of gold. So one night some dacoits came, and they picked up the deities. They got to the doorway, and they couldn't carry them anymore. They were too heavy. They dropped them on the doorway, and bam, made a big sound, and they fled. And everyone woke up and found that some dacoits had tried to steal the deities. So Jagannath Das Babaji became very upset and disturbed by this. So he told Biharidas, you please take him to Vrindavan, because Vrindavan is a developed town. They're out there in the middle of the jungle. So you couldn't, even now there's hardly any village there, so we can't imagine, 500 years ago, 400, whatever it was, years ago. So he took those deities to Vrindavan. Now, if you come out of Gopinath temple, there's a lane. You go down to almost to the end of that lane. The end of that lane is Vrindavan talkies. Because in the old days, now we call movies, now we call cinema. The idea of sound was something new, so the cinema halls were called talkies. So there's Vrindavan talkies. It's, of course, it's all broken down. It's no longer in use anymore. But just before that dilapidated building, if you're coming in from Gopinath on the right side, there's a little house, and the deities are staying there. They're known as Sonar Gauranga, Golden Gauranga. But after that, Jagannath Babaji was still not satisfied. He wanted some deities. So he told Biharidas, you go to Radhakund and find some deities. So Biharidas went to Radhakund, and it was one Denudas Babaji was staying there, and he was staying with him. And one day they went to get, there was a pile of hay, they went to get some hay for the cows. When they lifted up the hay, underneath was this beautiful deity of Sadbhuj. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his six-armed form. So then they brought that deity back, and he worshipped him for 10 years. He worshipped that deity. After 10 years, he decided to go back to Navadvip. So he told, sent Biharidas, he gave it to someone here in Vrindavan. In fact, if you're on the way to Radharaman, just after you come down the end of Loy Bazaar and through the next piece of the bazaar, then there's that turn where there's always a traffic jam. As soon as you get around that curve there, on the left side you'll see beautiful painting of Jagannath on the wall. You go inside there, that's Jagannath Das Babaji's Sadbhuj Didis are staying there. That place. Just opposite side is Niruvan, and on the left side there's a little, it's got an archway. There's actually two fish. You see the fish coming up and their faces are meeting like this. That's the archway, and their scales are there, nice, beautiful carved. That's those deities. Then he came back and stayed in Kulia. And the stories there in Kulia, nearby his hut, one dog gave birth to five puppies. So whenever Biharidas would serve prasadam, all the puppies would come around Jagannath Das Babaji's plate. So Biharidas shooed them away. So Jagannath said, "I won't eat." So then he had to bring the puppies, and the puppies were licking off the same plate that Jagannath was eating from. And he said, "Ah, the dogs of the Dham." And every day he would eat, these little puppies would come. There's another story. One time, Jagannath Das Babaji was going along the, being carried by Biharidas, and one very wealthy gentleman gave him a rupee. Because those days, rupee was a lot of money. Now, it's, nobody pays attention to rupee. If you give a beggar a rupee, they throw it at you. So Jagannath took that rupee, and they went down the lane for some time. Then he said, "You go back." And Biharidas turned and came back. He said, "I understand that you have quite a bit of money. I couldn't bear the weight of this one rupee. You please take it back. I don't know how you're bearing the weight of all the rupees that you have." So in this way, although Jagannath Das Babaji always accepted donations, in this instance he wanted to give some lesson to this rich fellow. Another time in Kulia, when wealthy family came, the Rais, they came to see Jagannath Das Babaji, and they didn't recognize him, so they asked the person there, "Do you know where the Siddha Baba is who stays here?" And Jagannath Das Babaji says, "No Siddha, I don't know any Siddha Baba who stays here, only I'm here just an ordinary living being, just like all of you." So they, by that answer they understood that this was Jagannath Das Babaji. So then they apologized and they said, then they asked him, "Please show us a miracle." He said, "I don't know anything about miracles." Then he took his stick and he began to bang it on the ground. They thought, "Oh, now we made a big offense. He's upset." And they said, "Please forgive us." He said, "No, no, no. In Radhakund," he's in Kulia, in Navadvip. He said, "In Radhakund, a goat is outside Lokanath Goswami's cottage. He's eating the tulsi plant, so I'm chasing him away. Don't worry, I'm not upset by you." And they said, "What?" So they immediately sent telegram. There wasn't WhatsApp in those days. Or messenger. So he sent return paid telegram to Radhakund and said, "Yes, today a goat came in Lokanath Swami's bhajan kutir and ruined the tulsi plant." So generally he didn't show much mystic power. At this time he showed some mystic power. So like that, there's, oh, the one time he was staying in Braj and he took madhukari from the house of a sweeper. So all the Babaji's became upset. "Why did you do like that? You're only supposed to eat from house of Brahmins." He said, "We have come here to Braj for this dust. Just by living in this dust of Braj, we become purified. These guys, they are serving that dust of Braj daily. It's in their hair, it's in their eyes, it's in their between their teeth, in their mouth. They're completely covered with it. You don't know how holy these people are." All the Babaji's were shocked like that. Finally, when he was 146 years old, he left Braj. Everyone said, "Where are you going?" He said, "Well, this Braj is a very dangerous place because if you do offenses here, it's very strictly enforced. But my lords, Gornitai, they have appeared in Navadvip and they don't take any offense, so I'm going there to stay for the last part of my life." So he packed up and went to Kulia. And on this day, on this first day of the bright half of the month of Falgun, the month our Lord Chaitanya appeared, he entered into the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Today is also the appearance day of Rasikanand, who was the chief disciple of Shyamananda Pandit, whose temple Radha Sam Sundar is very famous near Lohi Bazaar. And Rasikanand, he was actually the son of a king, but he was very, very pious. In his youth, he studied all the scriptures, and he was always wondering, how will I be saved from this material existence? He was married, and with his wife, they were always doing bhajan. He was always wondering how to be free from this. One day he was chanting, and he fell asleep. In that dream that he got at that time, he said, tomorrow, Shamananda Prabhu will come and deliver you. So next morning he was he waited, sitting there chanting, Shamananda, 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 Shamananda. And sure enough, Shamananda came glowing like the sun, surrounded by his disciples, very beautiful. And as soon as he saw, at that time he was known as Rasik Murari. As soon as he saw Rasik Murari, they immediately embraced each other and rolling on the ground in tears. And after some days, Shamananda initiated him as Rasikanand and ordered him to preach wildly. All right. Also wildly. We're the ones that preach wildly. Somebody sent me video clip from Mayapur, our Tatiksha Kurunika, sitting there, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We're the ones that teach wildly. He told him to preach widely. And he became, many, many people were delivered by his preaching. Even Muslims became devotees by his preaching. Even atheists, kings, very aristocratic people. Rasikanand was a very, very powerful preacher of the cult of Sriman Mahaprabhu. And even the people became envious of his popularity. One time they sent a wild elephant to smash him. And Rasikanand simply put his hand like that elephant stopped and bowed down and became his devotee. He initiated him as Gopal Das. This all happened. Shamananda eventually told him to go to Gopi Balapur, which is a place not far from Karak. I've been there. Very nice place. Shamananda's beat. And beautiful deity is there, so he was worshipping the deity. And so that elephant came. He stopped the elephant, and elephant became his disciple, Gopal Das, and he would take the chamara and fan the deities. And when the devotees would eat prasadam, then after the Vaishnavas ate prasadam, then Gopal Das would come and collect all the dirty plates and throw them away. And like this, he was preaching widely about the holy name. There's one other story. One time, there was one Muslim, what would you call, fakir, I guess, who had mystic powers, and he was also very envious of the popularity of Rasikanand. So his mystic power, he tamed one wild tiger. He would ride on that wild tiger. So one time he came to see Rasikanand riding on this wild tiger. And everyone went to Rasikanand. Rasikanand was sitting on a broken stone wall, brushing his teeth with a neem twig. And they told him, he just didn't pay any attention, you know. And the guy was riding on the wild tiger. Suddenly, the wall began to gallop. Rasikanand's sitting there brushing his teeth very casually, and the wall is galloping. To see that from a distance, that fakir, he saw the wall is coming. Like that, he immediately got down from his tiger, he bowed down, and became the disciple of... He said, I've tamed a living thing. These tigers are living being. This guy, he's tamed non-living, stone wall. So in this way, Rasikanand, he was very, very powerful devotee, preacher of Lord Chaitanya's cult. So... Does anybody have any questions or any other pastimes of Jagannath Das or Rasikanan. Yes. Oh, that's right. I forgot the most important. This is disappearance day. One time he left his ashram, Gopi Balapur, and he went to Ramuna. And he told everybody to do kirtan. And as everybody was doing kirtan, he ran to the altar and fell down at the lotus, touched the lotus feet of Gopinath and disappeared, was never seen again. So his samadhi is there in Ramuna. Ramuna, by the way, is one of the, used to be, I don't know, now it's becoming a little commercial, but in the old days, I knew one friend who had one of those See India railway passes. He went everywhere, all north, south, east, west. I told him, whatever you do, don't miss Ramuna. So he put it on his itinerary. He came back to Vrindavan and said, Dita Bandhu, that was the best place I ever went. Used to be a very sweet place. Used to be a little pukur. Now they made a shopping center in front of the pukur. And they've somehow it's a big... Now, every time I've been there, there's at least 5 different weddings going on at once. They made it into a wedding hall. But it used to be a very sweet place. For those days, back in the 80s, you gave 6 rupees, you got a Govardhan hill of prasad, 5 or 6 sabjis, tomato chutney, and sweet rice. And in Ramuna, most of the places we go, you can't come inside, you can't come inside. Yeah. But in Ramuna, they're very happy to see the foreign Vaishnavas. And they have a couple of guest houses there. One is right on the property, there's a little guest house. Those days, I think it was 11 rupees. That's back in the 80s now, who knows what it is. And there was another one down the street. The one in the temple complex had a well, the other one had a hand pump. The one in the down the street was a well. But very clean, and they gave you mosquito net, a nice place to sleep and everything. And they're very happy. And they leave the curtain open halfway, so you can watch all the bathing and the seva, and it's amazing. Gopinath, they don't use any sewed cloth. It's like we make all these beautiful outfits for Aditi. It's like one piece of cloth. And they wrap it around over his shoulder and then down across his chest and then around. And then they take another piece and wrap it around his arm. And it's all wrapped in such a way that it looks like dhoti and kurta made. It's just 2 pieces of plain cloth, no stitches whatsoever. You can watch them do the sringar and put the Tosi and Chandan on his lotus feet and paint all the gopi dots. I used to sit there and just sing Bhaktivinoda, all the 3 sets of slokas to Gopinath. It's very beautiful, and they're very happy to see, and they have that nice, it's not kheer, it's sheer, there's no rice in it. Every time I go there, they always, why does your Chaitanya Charitamrita say sweet rice? There's not a drop of rice in it, it's all cooked down, sweetened condensed milk. Sheer, just like we know sheer sagar, Shira Dakshay Vishnu in the milk ocean. It's not kheer, it's sheer. Although in Bengali they say kheer, but it's not sweet rice. There's not a single grain of rice, but very sweet. And you can, you know, they have after the afternoon offering, 4:30 offering, then you can buy as much sheer as you want. We know Madhavendra Puri was. That's how he got his name. Sure, stole one pot for Madhavendra Puri Gopinath. Before he was just known as Gopinath, now he's known as Shirchar Gopinath. And you can see Rasikananda's samadhi is there. The disciples gave up their bodies spontaneously. There's all these little samadhis around his samadhi. And it used to be a very, very sweet place, completely green and rice fields and very interesting place. So if there's no other questions, we can all fall down with very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who's taught us how to receive guests properly. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.